What's up, bro? Welcome to another episode of the Brandon Janu Show. As you know, I am Brandon Janu, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brandon Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brandon Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show, man. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, because tonight it is Life in Times with Music, the artist breakdown. Man. So, tonight I will be doing this artist breakdown on one of the best rappers of the 2010s, man. I'm not going to lie on that, man. That man is definitely one of the best rappers of the 2010s. Came in with a lot of heat. Dropped a couple classic projects. I ain't even going to lie. A lot of people, I don't think, really give him his proper respect for the bodies of work he has provided for us in our lives. But, yeah, the man is a beast, man. The one, the only, Philadelphia's very own, Meek Mill. Now, I get it. Meek is going through some shit in recent times. But, man, the man musically is one of the best. The man is a beast. Now, his recent shit, I really didn't like the Rick Ross project too much. It was okay. It was cool, I guess. In his last album that he dropped by himself, it wasn't really for me. But that does not just take away from the albums that he has put out, the countless mixtapes and projects he has dropped before then. So yeah, I became a fan of Meek, 2011, 2012. When he dropped I'm a Boss, that was some shit, man, which made me go listen to the Dream Chasers mixtape, and that shit became one of my favorite mixtapes, easily, which I'm still gonna do a top 10 mixtapes of all time list. I gotta do that one time for myself, to establish what the fuck is, to me, is the greatest mixtapes. So Dream Chasers might definitely be on that, the whole series might be on that, but Dream Chasers, the mixtape, was phenomenal, man. I mean, you got songs like, Middle of the Summer, House Party, what else? Shit. Get This Money. We gonna get this money, money. Yeah, we gonna get this money, money. Yeah. Another song on that bitch. I won't stop until I get a. Like, that shit was fire, man. Oh, man, there's so many songs on that project, man. That mixtape, but that mixtape was fire. Dream Chasers mixtape was dope, man, which led into, you know, him doing the self-made compilation project with MMG, and that just propelled him. Like I said, I'm a Boss was on there, on that mixtape. I think Tony Story was also on Dream Chasers. Yeah. Tony Story was also on Dream Chasers, if I'm not mistaken. Tony Story's a fucking crazy fucking song. That shit is nuts. He also did a couple mixtapes before that, the Flamers mixtapes and stuff, but Dream Chasers is the mixtape that really got me. And then, of course, I'm a Boss came out, and it was just raps. Like I said, him signing the Maybach Music was dope. Tupac back, just, psh, yeah, Tupac back is dope as a motherfucker, man. And then he dropped a classic, man, his first body of work. Now, like I always say, the album doesn't get the same, because the intro gets more of the respect of that album than anything, but the intro is great, but that whole body of work, the Dreams and Nightmares album is fucking phenomenal. That is one of his, that is the best debut albums. I think a lot of people don't give it as proper respect because of what it came out around. Because the week prior to, I think it was the week prior or the week, either the week before or the week after was Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick. Like they dropped a week beat after each other. I think either Kendrick dropped before Meek, a week before Meek, and then Meek dropped the week after, or Meek dropped the week before Kendrick, and Kendrick dropped the week. I forgot how that worked, but I know they dropped around the same time. And yeah, Meek did not get Dreams and Nightmares did not get his proper respect because of Good Kid, Mad City, and Dreams and Nightmares is a phenomenal body of work. If you actually go listen to it out after Dreams and Nightmares, like the fucking album is classic, man. Like, He Got with Trust, Traumatized, what else? What else off that project? The song with him and Kurt Cobain. I didn't really like that song too much. I still don't like that fucking song, to be honest with you. What else was the song off that project? Oh shit. What else was the song off that project? Maybach Curtains with John Legend, Ross, and Nas. Believe It with him and Ross. Young Kings. Shit. A-Man with him and Drake, which was actually off of Dream Chasers 2 mixtape. Which actually dropped before Dreams and Nightmares, which was actually the mixtape that really made me a Meek Mill fan. Like, where you had songs like A-Man, and then you had House Party 2, with House Party Remix, with Meek, with Mac Miller, Wale. You had Man Down. Yeah. Used to Be. Damn, he has some hits off that bitch. damn, he has some hits off that motherfucker. On My Way. Yeah, man, that bitch was. But Meek was killing it, man. And like I said, Dreams and Nightmares was a classic body of work. And then, he drops his second album. And that's when the shit kind of got a little weird. I hate to say it like that, but that's exactly what the fuck happened. It got a little weird. He got weird. Dissing Drake on Twitter and shit. It shit just was. It went bad. It went bad, and it went bad fast. But his second body of work was good too. Like he just put that shit in so much scrutiny around that time, man. But that second album was dope as a motherfucker too. Him and the Weeknd song was dope. Cold Hearted was fire. Trillis, dope song, man. Of course, him, Chris, and Nicki on that bitch was fire. Him and Future was dope on that project. Like, the dude had a solid body of work. He just fucked it up with the dumbass tweet. Like, he just fucked it up. Like, even him and Drake's song on that project was fire. Like, it just I didn't understand that time period in Meek's life. I just didn't understand it. But after all of the craziness, all of the scrutiny that went on, he comes back with another body of work, and that might have been one of the dopest projects he dropped. After all of the craziness, people telling him he lost, back to back, killed him, all that shit. Wins and losses was the shit. That album was fucking dope. Fucking, like, that bitch was classic, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, what he had on there? The him and Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign record was dope on that project. Who else he had on that bitch? He had a lot of people on that hoe. Never Lose was dope. Made It From Nothing with Teyana Taylor and Rosé, Fall Through. Yeah, that was fire, man. Yeah, he got some hits off that project. That album is dope as a motherfucker. Wins and Losses is actually a really dope body of work, if you actually think about it. Like, coming back from the scrutiny and everything that was going on with him at that time. Yeah, man. Which goes to, and also he dropped Dream Chasers 3 projects and Dream Chasers 4 project around that time as well. Litty with him and Tory Lanez, fire fucking song. Blue Notes is probably one of my favorite Meek Mill songs. Actually, I'm doing the top 10 Meek Mill songs too, which is gonna be dope. But yeah, man. What else? And of course, he dropped Champions after all the, going through the jail situation, his sentence, everything that was going on with him at that time. He drops Champions after getting out of prison. And of course, going bad with him and Drizzy. 24/7 with him and LMA, but he got some bangs on that bitch, man. Him and Fab, dope song, man. Like, Champions, the song is dope. Of course, him, Hove, and Rosé, but all in all, man, Meek's career has been either really good or just what the fuck are you doing? It's one of them. Meek should have been one of the best rappers of this era. He really should. But he's not considered that. He's considered, I hate to say it, but he's considered like a clown sometimes because he just does shit that just like, why, bro? You're super fucking talented. You are actually a really good fucking rapper. You just gotta stop with the bullshit. You gotta, like, the shit he's doing now is just fucking funny. Like, it's fucking funny. But it's just like, the man should be one of the best rappers of this era. And he isn't. But when I listen, when I tell you all these projects that he just dropped and the songs that he gave to the game, man, like, how could you not deny he's one of the best, like, of the 2010s? Like, and he fucked himself up. He created his own scrutiny so many times over, and it shouldn't have been that way, but he did. He's one of the best rappers, man, and I hope whenever he does drop a new body of work, it actually sounds more like the past and not like the present. And I'm not one of those guys, because I'm all for evolution with my artists, and I get it. But it feels like he's kind of went backwards. Like, he's not dropping the quality music that he needs to drop to solidify himself as the guy. And that's why I feel like he's kind of screwing himself up with this situation. Because if your music was good, nobody's talking about you like this. People talk shit about Drake all the time, but Drake at least drops bodies of work that people are going to fuck with. Meek is not dropping that anymore. So it kind of is like, well, and that's the thing. Like I said, I'm looking forward to this next album. Hopefully he gets back to that Philly Meek. Because his career kind of needs it now. Yeah. And I'm also going to do a debate on Meek Mill. Dreams and Nightmares versus Champions. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, man, I am Brandon Janu. This is Life of Times Music, the artist breakdown, Meek Mill. Excuse me. Go listen to some Meek Mill music, man, on all musical platforms. Till next time. Peace. Next artist breakdown. It's Coldplay. Yeah, I said that. Coldplay. Till next time. Peace.